Welcome to your five for the day. Fear is a powerful force. Everyone battles with it from time to time. I've heard people say that the greatest fear is fear itself. But what does the Bible say about fear? God does not want us to fear. And in many places in the Bible, we're encouraged to be strong and courageous. This must be because people battle with fear. Today I want to encourage you not to fear. Strengthen the feeble hands, steady the knees that give way. Say to those with fearful hearts, be strong, do not fear, your God will come to save you. That's for you and me today. Fear comes in many forms. Fear is different for different people. Some people fear crime and violence, others fear death. Other people fear financial disaster or failure. Still others fear rejection. Another fear is the loss of a loved one. For these people, this fear is very real. But God does not want us to fear. There's no need for fear when God is near. God and fear cannot coexist. When God is near to us, fear has to leave. God wants to be with us so that we do not need to fear. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. God wants to be our source of strength. We can feel confident in God. We should only fear God. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul, but rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body. Remember that this is Jesus speaking. He tells us not to fear those who can destroy our bodies. If we're going to fear, we should rather fear God. The fear of man and what man can do to us is a dominant fear in society, and the fear of God seems to be declining. This is dangerous and should not be the case. God wants to take care of us. This is a great promise. God knows our situations. He knows the kind of fears you and I battle with. And he wants to be the one who takes care of us. Not one sparrow can fall to the ground without your Father knowing it. And the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't worry. You are more valuable to him than many sparrows. We are valuable to God. He knows us intimately. He wants to take care of us. We gain nothing by worrying. Fear and worry do not help us. They only make life more difficult. They rob us of a full life. And besides, what's the use of worrying? What good does it do? Will it add a single day to your life? Of course not. And if worrying can't even do such little things as that, what's the use of worrying over big things? Sometimes we entertain worry and fear. We should not do this. Jesus told his disciples, "Don't worry about whether you have enough food to eat or clothes to wear, for life consists of more than food and clothes. Look at the ravens. They don't plant or harvest or have barns to store away their food. And yet they get along all right, for God feeds them. And you are more valuable to him than any birds." God knows our needs. God knows. This is a great comfort. He knows your needs, your need for safety and security, your need for acceptance, your need for provision. Whatever your need may be, he is aware of it. You do not need to fear. He wants first place in our lives. How can all this be real to us? He will always give us all we need from day to day. God wants to give us what we need. This happens on a day-to-day basis. He will always give you all you need from day to day, if you will make the kingdom of God your primary concern. The if is whether or not we give him first place in our lives and make our priority his kingdom. Let's do that. We've got nothing to lose.